प्रभु जी स्टार्टेड विथ फेमस प्रणाम मंत्र ऑफ मदन मोहन राइट नाउ वी आर इन टेम्पल ऑफ मदन मोहन इन फैक्ट द ओरिजिनल डिटी ऑफ मदन मोहन डज नॉट स्टे हेयर इट हैज ऑलरेडी बीन शिफ्टेड अवे फ्रॉम हेयर एंड इट इज सेड इवन दैट द ओल्ड टेम्पल वॉज ऑल्सो ब्रोकन टू सम एक्सटेंट जयताम पंगोर मम दिस श्लोक यू नो Jeta means that all glory is to whom? To Madan Mohan. Why? Because I am Pangu. Pangu means lame, who cannot walk. And Mandir Mati. My mind is dull. Mand means dull. I am dull-minded, lame, unable to walk. Such type of a creature in this world. And I bow down to Madan Mohan that please shower your mercy to me. So Prabhuji was saying that Madan Mohan is in fact Adhishtata of Sambandh Tattva. Many of you would be knowing these two words, Sambandh Tattva. Sambandh Tattva means how we are related to Krishna. Our this relationship gets manifested by the mercy of Shishi Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan, Gopinath and Govind. These three deities are, in fact, heart and soul of Gaudiya Vaishnava. When we say Gaudiya Vaishnava, we mean those Vaishnava who take shelter of Radharani. Those who are servitor of Radharani. Radharani is Pakshiya. So Pakshiya, Radharani Pakshiya means from towards the side of Radharani, they want to serve Krishna. To these Vaishnava, Madan Mohan is Sambandh Devata, the deity which generates, which manifests and reveals our relationship with Krishna. And Govind deity is the deity which gives us how to worship, how to do bhajan after getting established our relationship with Krishna. Today Maharaj was explaining that bhajan starts after establishment of relationship, after sambandh. And Priyojan is the established deity of for Priyojan is Gopinath. The way we love Krishna, we serve Krishna, for this our loving and serving attitude, the main deity is Gopinath. So Vaishnavas always worship these deities and these deities absorb Vaishnava in them. This is what he was saying. Now we will go to Advait what? Where is
first Sanatan Goswami?
Now we will go to Bhajan Kuti of Sanatana Goswami and his Samadhi, where Prabhuji will tell that how Madan Mohan deity was manifested by, was established by Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami Pad came here. He did his bhajan sitting beneath a tree. Every day he would change his tree so that to show us that we should not get attached to our house, because he was not even letting himself attach with a single tree. So his bhajan was example for us. Prabhuji told one of his Leela Katha and said that we have not to stay here long because
another bhajan mandali is also here. They are chasing us in a sense. They are also on the same way, and we will get disturbed in our Harikatha. We all know that Madan Mohan was the deity with Sanatana Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami was just putting it on a mountain, on a stone of hill, and he was not having any opulent temple for it, and was offering him dry chapati without vegetable and without salt also. So once Madan Mohan said that, please give me, Sanatan, please give me some salt. He said, I brought you with this condition that I will give you only that thing which I will take. I am sannyasi. Today you are asking for salt, tomorrow you will ask for sugar, then for butter, and so on. I know you are rasik, and you need so many tasteful things which I cannot provide to you. So I can't help it. You have to be in this manner only. He said, okay, you don't give me. If I manage the things from my own, would it do? He says, okay, you do it. The moment he said it, same time, a ship of a very big businessman got stuck up here in Yamuna. He got stuck up in Yamuna. And at that time, he was trying to get it hook off, but he was unable. And then he came to Sanatana Goswami, Bade Babaji. His name used to be Bade Babaji. Bade Babaji, because Chote Babaji was, means small Babaji was Rup Goswami, and Bade Babaji, and the big Babaji was Sanatana Goswami. Bade Babaji, please help me. My ship got stuck up. He says, you are a businessman? Yes. Your ship got stuck up? I will not do anything. Go to that boy. He is the whole controller, and he has got some intention. Go and pray to him. Prabhuji, I will give you, he said, Maharaj, I will give you all the benefit and profit of this salt which I am carrying with me. You are carrying salt, huh? That, go to him. He is needing it. Go to him. He said, okay, Madan Mohanji, this time whatever profit I will get from my salt, I will offer it to you, and I will construct a very good temple. And then his boat was clear, and he got a very big profit, and very big temple was constructed here, as we know. So now we'll move to, kahan jayenge? There. Dwadash Aditya Tila. Now we'll move for our further journey. This place is called Aditya Tila. Dwadash Aditya Tila. Dwadash means 12, and Aditya means sun, and Tila means little mountain, mole hill. You know, mole hill, small hill. So after killing Kaliya and staying in water for a long time, Krishna started feeling shivering, cold, too much cold. And then he came here. At that time, sun gave him heat equivalent to 12 sun. So Dwadish Aditya means 12 sun, Tila. And he gave such a warmth to Krishna that Krishna felt warmth here. Therefore, this is the place of Krishna's getting heat from here. Then he said, Madan Mohan ji, Sanatana Goswami ji constructed a temple of Madan Mohan here nearby, and these deities were, because of fear of Aurangzeb, taken to Jaipur by King of Jaipur, Raja Man Singh. And when Man Singh got his daughter married in Karoli, that deities were being serviced by his daughter when she was in Jaipur before marriage. So she was too much attached with those deities that she said, don't give me anything in Dori, but give me this Madan Mohan. So king knew it, that she is too much attached. So those deities have gone to Karoli. Well, there were three golden kalash. Kalash is the top of it. A pitcher type thing is put on a temple. Three golden kalash, and there was a ducat of mat. The way he has narrated that one way or other he was, he was a bhakt tha, iska matlab daku, that decade was devotee. he came here and he robbed all the three kalash. In the night when there used to be a bell of 12, midnight 12, a ring was rung. Beneath, under the voice of those ring, he got up. He climbed up by putting nails on, 12 nails on this, what we should call it, shikhara, dome. And there he took out all these three kalash, and then he jumped out and said that I am dacoit of Mart and taking your kalash from here. Then he offered one kalash to Yamuna ji, and one kalash he took with him and kept it in his house. And another day he came with a kalash and said, now again I offer it to Madan Mohan ji. So वहाँ का कलश किसको दिया जो अपने पास रखा दैट ही केप्ट फॉर हिम बिकॉज ही वाज रॉबर सो
अपनी पत्नी को
सो दिस प्लेस इज आल्सो वेल नोन फॉर राधा रानी पूर कार मिलन विच ही सेड वी विल डिस्कस सम टाइम लेटर ऑन एंड नाउ वी शुड मूव फ्रॉम हियर अब कहाँ चलना है
अब यहाँ से अद्वैत भट चल रहे हैं मदन मोहन जी को जहाँ से प्रकट किया था
हाँ.
उस अद्वैत भट पर चल करके अद्वैताचार्य आए थे वहाँ तो अद्वैताचार्य का
स्थान अद्वैत विल गो वेयर मदन मोहन वाज अपीयर्ड ही वाज टेकन आउट सो विल गो देयर बहुत प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल